Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go.
Yeah, again, just wanted to be out there to help the team. Teammates, everybody, I just wanted to play. I mean, it was a team win. They did a great job. I mean, continue to make plays. I mean, that's something we see every day out there in practice. That's what we're supposed to do.
Make you more excited to join them, seeing how they're playing?
Really excited. I'm still the same player. Mm-hmm. That's not going to change what happened. I mean, injury is part of the game, but if someone get hurt, you still see them be the same player when they come back. Still the same player. The sky's the limit for this offense. The sky's the limit for this team. Yeah. Maybe we're a team, we win as a team. I mean, no matter who's out there making plays or catching or throwing it, we win as a team. And the guys are stepping up.
That's often injured Alshon Jeffrey right here on the Chicago Bears beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Cademan, we've had a little lull in the podcast. You've had basketball. You've had homework. So,
yeah.
Sorry, but we're going to do a double up show right now. Talk a little bit about that last game.
That last game was amazing. Another clutch drive by the Bears offense and another amazing drive by Cutler commanding his offense and having an awesome throw to win the game to Matt Forte. He grasped it with a low snap and he picked it up and threw it. Beautiful.
What about the pass earlier, though?
Marquise Wilson. That was the best throw I ever seen from Jay Cutler. He threw it before Wilson even got his break. It was right in his arms when he was double teamed. Nobody could have gotten it except Wilson.
He was perfectly thrown ball. And the Jay is really, people are, you don't hear as many gripes about Jay.
Which is good, because, well, going to school and stuff, me, I always hear it. And I love that when he does good, people actually, he's doing good. I can't say anything bad about him. But you can tell, he's enjoying this offense. He feels comfortable in it. He likes the throws he's making. I really think this is his perfect offense.
Yeah, and that game there, boy, that was a nail biter. I listened to most of it on the radio. We were doing a lot of jobs and things like that. But Jay, he definitely pulled through. And I was praying we didn't have that scary interception, in the red zone or something.
Yeah.
That was, you always think that from the days on in the past.
And then with 6 minutes left, they went for a fourth down, and they threw it to Mariani, and it was a little outside his grab reach, and I thought that was, oh no, this game ain't looking too good.
And thinking about the Bears, record at 2-3, if you look at the rest of the league is not that strong. I mean, because there's a few undefeated teams. Then the rest are right in the same boat. Even look at Seattle.
Yeah, they're basically muddling around. They're no teams are like jumping ahead with the undefeated teams, which a lot of undefeated teams, I think, are going to lose this week, but we'll save that for predictions.
Yeah, we'll save that for that. But the Bears on that game, they also, the Chiefs took a devastating blow from that game.
Jamar Charles.
Yeah.
ACL. Which, he's a likable guy. I feel bad for him. You never want to see a player go down with that type of injury. That's a terrible one.
Yeah, it was. And what do you think about the defense on that Kansas City game?
The defense was outstanding. The Chiefs don't have the best offense, but in the first quarter and in the first half, they were doing pretty good driving down. They weren't really taking their chances, though. And then the second half, the defense just came out and stifled them. They didn't have any points in the second half, I'm pretty sure. And Pernell McPhee, another big day with like 5 tackles, a tackle for loss, and had a blocked field goal, which...
That was a big one.
Looking back at it, that was a huge field goal because that would have been a 3-possession game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was huge.
And they started a rookie at center, and he had a few issues, but hey, not too bad.
For a rookie center starting his first game over the loudest stadiums in NFL, I'll give him a good C+.
I'd probably give him about a B- there.
A couple of snaps, but he did pretty good.
The game itself, though, proved that I think coaching does something. You can tell the attitude on the Bears. It's definitely a never-give-up attitude, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, because I hate to mention last year again, but Trestman, that team, they didn't have the motto to, not give up and stuff. And then Fox, they don't want to give up. They want to go out and win every game possible. Even when they're down by 2 scores, they know they're still in this game with how clutch they are. I love that attitude.
I do, too. And Pernell McPhee, again, we don't like to talk about last year, but where was Lance Briggs?
nowhere
for leadership for that last year.
Yeah.
You know, even on their post-game live, he still doesn't even give Jay the credit that he deserves. So I think there was something going on in there. Now, we did get an injury in that game with Shea McClellan.
Yeah, he's doubtful.
Doubtful for the next game, but at least it wasn't a season-ending type injury on that. We expected on the last show for Alshon to play. I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, but I think looking ahead to this week, he's going to play. He's 50-50. I think this week he comes out and gets into football mode.
I think 50-50 is right because when it's questionable, it's 50-50. But does he want to wait till after the bye week? Because this is the week before the bye week. So we'll have to see. I mean, really like to see him get on the field. Jay's weapons have been few and far between. And now one of his biggest weapons, too, is Martellus Bennett. He's got a quad.
Yeah.
A little twinge in his quad.
Now, talk about wide receivers. Our first-round draft pick, Kevin White, he's with a shin, right?
Right.
Yeah. It sounds like he could come back in a couple weeks after he's eligible from the PUP list.
I think that's going to happen. I really do. I think he's itching to play. Eddie Royal, now he did practice limited.
Yeah.
He's got an ankle thing going on right there. But what do you think about the young guy like Cameron Meredith? Undrafted, was a quarterback.
Yeah. His path to the NFL was crazy. He was a quarterback in college. He just switched to a wide receiver. He had some pretty good catches in the game, and I really like him. I think he's going to come up and be a nice little target for the Bears, don't you think?
I do. I like him. And Bellamy's, Jay's done some wonders with some of these young guys that you don't expect much of.
You know, I love Marquise Wilson is finally showing what he's got. He's looking really good. When we get Alshon and Kevin White back, I think having Marquise Wilson as that fourth or third receiver, that's going to be a big boost to our team.
Yes, it is. We have this week, you think the Bears, we might as well just start talking because everybody loved that game last week and it's been talked about a lot. But this week, now we're going to take on a no-win team.
0-5.
The Detroit Lions. And their coach really looks like he has no clue. What do you think some of the keys for the Bears are not to have a letdown?
Well, first off, before we get to that, Matthew Stafford got taken out of the last game because he had three interceptions by the halftime, I think.
I don't think they'll keep Dan Orlovsky in for him.
But for keys to not lose the game, they can't underestimate them. They may be 0-5, but they played some good teams. They've also blown a couple games. The Seahawks game.
They got that one. They didn't blow that one. That was a bad. They had
bad luck.
A little bit of bad luck on that one there, and I think they even suspended that
referee
from that game.
And then the first week they gave up 30 straight points to the Chargers and lost. They played the Seahawks. They played the Broncos. So they've played some pretty good teams. You can't underestimate a team in the NFL. There's no cupcakes. And Calvin Johnson, he's slowing down since he's caught so many passes. We heard this on the radio earlier.
Yeah.
He's taking hits like a running back.
Yeah.
So he's slowing down like a running back. And I think if we can get rush on the QB, he can't go downfield that fast anymore, so he won't be able to go downfield if we get pass rush.
I agree. And the defense on Detroit, not what it used to be.
The run defense is one of the worst.
I think that Ziggy Ansah is about their best player for pass rush.
Yeah. And they have nobody in the middle because Haloti Ngata is going to be, he's out.
Is he? I didn't know that.
He's out.
What about Charles Leno Jr.? I think he's the guy that's going to be taking on their big pass rusher, I hope. He had a decent game last
week. Yeah, he's been doing pretty good. And do you think when Bushrod comes back, he'll get the starting spot back?
Oh, yeah, but I don't think Bushrod will be back this week. I think they're going to give him a little extra time. A little extra time because he had back issues already.
Yeah.
And that concussion. So I think, which I don't blame him, I'm all for getting the young guys a little bit of time.
Yeah, Charles Renault, he's shown some good stuff, but also Eric Ebron for the Lions is going to be out. Tight end, that's big for us.
Oh, is he out too?
Yeah, he's out.
Well, that's a good thing because the Bears have always had trouble with tight ends on that. The Bears, they just got to keep doing what they're doing on the offense. I think if they do the good ball control, Matt Forte, he's running the ball great. I still think they need to mix it. Oh, we lost somebody for the year, though. Jacquees Rogers.
Yep.
Yeah, he's broken bone in his arm or something.
Remember last year at the Atlanta game, we were shocked by that little running back in Atlanta. He caught all that Matt Jones.
Yeah.
We signed him.
We did?
Yeah, we signed him.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. But
we got Langford. We got Carey. Is Carey just a special teamer?
I think he is.
I mean, we had high expectations for him last year.
With the Lions' run defense being as bad as it is, I want to see a heavy dose of the running backs. And I also want to see a lot more of Langford with Rodgers being out. I think this would be a good game for Langford to get going versus a bad run defense. It'll give him a confidence boost, you know? You have to give the young guys a chance to shine.
I think Langford, I could see him breaking one, you know? Breaking one through, you know, like he did before, a big one.
Yeah,
big
when
one.
We went to the preseason game, he did amazing, remember?
He did, but that was preseason.
Yeah.
He was in with the second stringers. Now, this week on the injury list, though, it's looking pretty rough.
13.
13, Shea McClellan. Eagle Ferguson with his ankle. He's been dealing with Antro Roll. He hurt that ankle. He's not going to be playing. Terrence Mitchell, Alshon Jeffrey. Well, he's been on it every week.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens there. Eddie Royal, Josh Bellamy with the groin, Bushrod. Omanwa, he was the outside linebacker. Purnell, he's on it every week, but you know he's going to play.
Yeah.
Jeremiah's been working on that ankle, too, and Will Sutton with an elbow. So it's not bad. Could be much worse.
Based on your gut feeling right now, do you think Alshon will play, and do you think Eddie Royal will play?
I honestly think they're both. I feel in my gut, I felt this way last week. Alshon, I stated it right on the show.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey, yes, he's going to play. But guess what? He was standing on the sidelines watching. My gut instinct is he wants to get some of the rust off before the bye week. I think he will play. As for a so-called pitch count, we'll see.
I don't think he'll play. I think with this week off and the bye week off, I think that'll speed up his recovery. He should be 100% healthy with how many weeks he missed. I think then he'll be good for the rest of the season if he doesn't get injured again.
Again, we talked about this on the last show. He dealt with hamstring all last year, too.
Yeah, and Brandon.
Yeah, it's making you wonder on his training and
stretch a little more.
Yes, something's going on there. I'm really excited. They said that Kevin was doing some light workouts in front of the media today, and that shows something right there for Kevin White.
I'm so excited to see Kevin White. Well, at first, I wasn't happy with when they picked him, but after looking at him stuff, I think he's going to be really good for the Bears. I'm just itching to see him on the field in a real game, because I don't think he played any preseason.
No, he hasn't played at all.
So I really want to see him out on the field. It might take him a while to get used to the NFL, but if he can get through that and grow as a wide receiver, that'd be cool.
Heck, we were at training camp the first day, and he wasn't training that day. He was still nursing his shin.
He was in the bucket hat.
He was in the bucket hat and just kind of watching everything going on. So, but I don't know how bad a surgery it is. Whenever it's a surgery, it's pretty, anybody's surgery is bad. So
yeah.
If you get cut on, it's not too great. So, again, Bears, Lions, big game for the Bears because that puts them at 3-3. That's in the. I mean, I don't see them catching the Packers. I'd love to say, yeah, I'm drinking my Kool-Aid, and yes, the Packers are going to falter. But you never know in this league. If Aaron goes down, who knows?
Yeah, but you always been a big boost to our defense besides McPhee.
I would say Sam Acho.
Him, but also Tracy Porter.
He's been good.
He's been making some plays versus the receivers, and also Alan Ball. They've been doing really good. I'm really liking what I'm seeing from him.
You can't speak highly enough of Adrian Amos
sixth-round pick, I think.
Very, very good. Christian Jones was calling the plays after Shea went out last week.
Oh, yeah, he did very good.
I like Christian on that, too. Jeremiah Ratliff, he wasn't at full strength, but he's going to be a nice addition in that front three.
Christian Jones had that great hit that caused I love seeing those type of hits now, because in the NFL, you don't see that very often now.
You don't see it. That's a fact. All the young guys on that defensive front have done well. Even our buddy Willie Young had a sack on that last game.
Yeah, we saw the fishing dance.
We sure did, so that's exciting. Lamar Houston had a couple of nice plays. So
yeah.
The defense, I am shocked that they're ranked fourth in the NFL right now.
Vic Fangio has produced a miracle.
Yeah.
He really has.
I would call it a miracle there. So, coming up, a lot of games this week. You want to go through them?
Yeah, and last night in the Thursday night game, the Saints beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Which the Falcons played some weak teams, so they're looking like a okay team.
Yeah. Let's go.
Starting off, Bengals at the Bills.
I think the Bengals are red hot. Andy Dalton is doing great. I'm going Bengals.
I'm going Bengals too. Did you see what Sammy Watkins said?
No.
He said, "I want the ball more." He said it to the public, and like the Chiefs are, I mean, the Bills are mad at him now.
Yeah, that's not really a team player. Sir.
Broncos at the Browns. Manziel got involved in another incident.
Yeah, it's going to be Josh McCown against Peyton Manning. Peyton's really looked bad. No one's saying kind words about him at all.
Nope.
I can never remember when he's had more interceptions than touchdown passes.
Nope.
Ever. I got to go with the Broncos just because of their defense, though.
Their defense is probably the best in the league. Yeah, I'm going Broncos. It's good. Texans at the Jaguars. And Blake Bortles, he's been doing good.
Yeah. Upset of the week for me. I'm going to go Jags. Is that an upset or not?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Texans, we'll go. I'm going with the Jags. Yeah, I'm going with the Jags, too. Chiefs at the Vikings.
Chiefs at the Vikings. Boy, you know, Andy Reid, I think he wants to keep his job.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings are a little heady right now with some of their wins. I don't know who's picked to win, but I'm going to pick the Chiefs to get this one.
I'm picking the Vikings. Dolphins at Titans. Dolphins fire Joe Philbin.
Yeah, he fired Joe Philbin. Got a new coach. Hopefully, I had high expectations for this team, so yeah, I don't.
Everybody did.
I'm going to go with Miami.
I'm going to Tennessee. Mariota's been doing pretty good recently. Mm-hmm. Redskins at the Jets. The Jets are doing pretty good.
They are, and the Redskins have had some surprising wins themselves with their quarterback, but I'm going to go with the Jets. I just like their D too much.
I'm going Redskins.
Okay.
Cardinals at Steelers. If Ben was healthy, this would be a really good game.
Cardinals at the Steelers. Michael Vick at quarterback. Got to go with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm going Cardinals too. Panthers at the Seahawks. The Panthers are one of the NFL's undefeated teams.
I think that's deceiving. Got to go Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks too. Panthers haven't played anybody. Ravens at the 49ers.
The Ravens at the 49ers. Boy, they're both bad.
Yeah.
They're both bad. I'm going to go with a 49er victory on this.
I'm going Ravens.
Okay, we disagree.
Chargers at Packers.
Boy, I just don't see any chance for the Chargers in that game. Do you?
No.
Nah, it's got to be the Packers.
There'd be six.
I'd love to see them beat the Packers. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome, but I don't see it.
In the Sunday night game, Patriots at Colts.
I think they are on a mission, and one of their big missions is the team with the horseshoe on the helmet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be I think they're going to slaughter them. I think the Patriots, and it's not even for sure Luck's going to play.
Yeah.
So I just think it's going to be a big win for the Patriots.
I'm going Patriots, too. I think they really want to stick it to NFL by winning another title. Just like, we can do this.
A lot of people think they're undefeated. Boy, it'd be hard to match that year they had with Randy Moss in the undefeated season. Yeah. But you never know.
Giants at Eagles. And just from catching a little bit of the Sunday night games, it feels like the Giants are always on primetime.
Well, they're New York.
Yeah.
They're New York. So, boy. You know, I'm going to go Giants on this.
Yeah, well, I'm going Eagles. Sam Bradford's been doing okay recently. I think he's going to do good. And then, Bears at the Lions.
What blows me away is that the Lions are still favored to win.
I can't believe that.
You know, but they're a home team. The Bears have not really proven themselves, I guess. I see them on the upswing. I got to go with the Bears.
Score? MVP?
Score on the game on the Bears, 28-14, MVP Jay Cutler.
I'm going Bears victory. I think they'll win 38-17, and I think Pernell McPhee has an outstanding game with 3 sacks.
Oh, so you think they're really going to put it to him.
I would love to see that. I want to see a blowout this year.
Oh, it'd be nice. Where we're winning.
Well, yeah.
We've seen plenty of them last year.
We've
seen
two in a row last year.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. So, also, our fantasy league for the Chicago Bears beat. I'm doing, I think I'm 3-2 right now. How are you doing?
I think I'm 2-3, too.
2-3. Hey, we had one of our listeners, Richard, sent us a little Bears trivia. What, you remember what that was? It was something to do with the C. But so anytime you have nice comments like that for us here on the Chicago Bears Beat, you should go ahead and email them to us at chicagobearsbeat@gmail.com. What did he email us?
He said the C logo comes from the University of Chicago C logo.
Oh, that's where it comes from?
Yeah. The term Monsters of the Midway was also originally the University of Chicago football team's nickname. The Midway was a reference to a long strip of grass marking the median of the entrance to the University of Chicago. And the blue and orange colors are House's tribute to his alma mater, University of Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that's where he went to school, Illinois. Yeah, that's where Dick Butkus went. Yeah. So, hey, thanks. We like any kind of neat information like that, and you can always send it to us at ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com. And don't forget to like us on our Chicago Bears Beat Facebook page, and be sure to download us at
iTunes, 5-Star Review, Podomatic, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio.
Is that all of them? There's more.
Yeah.
I can't remember them all right now.
Yeah.
You want to follow the man, Caveman. It's at Caveman Bailey.
Follow the podcast at Bears Beat Pod.
Bears Beat Pod. Yeah. And you can follow myself at Dub Bailey's, D-A Bailey's. So we love to have people follow. We tweet a little bit, as much as we can. I think when the weather gets a little worse out, where we're not outside doing chores and things, because, you know, friends of the podcast, I'm sure you have a lot of things to do, too.
Yeah.
It's tough on a beautiful Sunday afternoon to set in the house when you know winter's coming, unless you live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then you've got nice weather year-round.
I'm saying right now, though, my baseball watching has overtaken my football watching right now. I love playoff baseball.
Playoff baseball is awesome, and how much better can it be for Chicago fans? The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series. It's going to be tomorrow night against the New York Mets.
Not a Cubs fan, but rooting for them.
You got to root for them. And, you know, it'd really be awesome if we had both teams in, the White Sox. So we love going to the White Sox games. And
cheap go-to when they're bad.
Yeah, it is. So the season is almost almost to the bye week for the Bears. So
the season's flown by.
It really has flown by. And really, the Bears really changed some attitudes in these last couple of games, because people were really, really down on them after the first three.
And when you said the Lions are the favorites, most people are picking the Lions.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the spread's like 2.5-3 points.
Not much.
It's not a big one.
It's basically the home team, how they always say give the three points to the home team.
I think
team.
So. But Matthew Stafford doesn't look the same.
No.
Calvin Johnson doesn't.
Old.
It's just the team does not have that fire in them. It doesn't look like. In the running game, they have none.
Yeah.
They've averaged 44 yards a game.
If there's one player that I could see them burning us, is Golden Tate. That's the only player I could see that could burn us.
Yeah, I mean, well, don't count out Calvin Johnson. I mean, he's still got some tools, and he still can do it. But they bring him down a little easier now.
Yeah.
He's easier to tackle.
His yards per catches went down.
Yeah. What blew my mind is the stat where they run the ball an average of 17 times a game. That's unbelievable.
Guess how many times they threw versus the Cardinals?
I have no clue.
7-0. 70 times.
70 times. You can't win that way in the NFL.
No.
The Bears have proven it last year.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You got to have a balanced attack. Now, they say that Bell, running back's going to be back. Yeah. So he's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. We'll have to see. Yeah. That Abdullah guy hasn't done much for him.
He's done okay, but he's injured this week. He's out.
Fantasy-wise, any big fantasy sneaker or sleeper that you want to let anybody know about that you can think of?
Well, I picked up Blake Bortles a couple weeks ago. He's been doing pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say if you need a quarterback, if you have Big Ben, pick him up.
I think if you see Jay Cutler out there and you got Peyton Manning on your team, I'd be bringing Jay on my team. A lot of people, he was not a high-drafted quarterback in the fantasy drafts. He's one to have on your roster there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I guess, you know, we'll talk again. We want to get this one done, a review game podcast after the game on Sunday night. So, sorry we only did one this week. But,
busy.
Caveman's got basketball. He's got homework. And just like any friend of the podcast would tell us, I'm sure homework comes first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, until we talk again, friends, bear down.
That's a wrap. Cause it's burning flow from his cage.
was magic window on the sapphire we call home. My gold and my hat, I say goodbye to all that. If this pain could be better in Chicago.